Ang ginawa ko po nung time na senior high ako and nagkaroon na nga ako ng idea for my air desk was during Friday, yun lang po yung time ko with my parents. Like Friday nights, talagang walang anything, walang academics. And Saturdays, nag-crash course ako ng air conditioning, nag-HVAC. Pinag-aralan ko yung existing technology that we have right now, which is the window type and the split type. And then from there, I designed my own aircon. And syempre, tiningnan ko rin po kung ano yung problema ng mga aircon natin ngayon kasi hindi naman pwedeng gagawa lang ako ng aircon tapos wala akong masasolve na problem. At first, in my first prototype po, we employed coppers, like copper materials, copper tubes, copper disc, and everything. Pero when we calculated the price of the product, kung yun yung gagamitin namin, it was quite expensive. So one of my main goal was for air conditioning to be affordable to everyone. So ang nangyari po is I researched again, naghanap kami ng alternative, and yung nahanap po namin na alternative is aluminum. And aluminum is the second best material for conduction and heat absorption. So yung disc po, basically parang ganito lang siya, parang ganyan, tapos series lang na magkakatabi. Tapos may ano lang po siya, may shaft lang po siya, tapos umiikot po siya pa ganun. So yung ginamit ko po is para lumabas talaga na sobra-sobra yung init. So yung disc po umiikot, 'di ba? While because of the shaft, dumadaan po yung air, like series of molecules yung pumapasok sa sunod-sunod na disc, and at the end of the discs po, mayroon akong nilagay na device para mag 10 times yung coldness. Tsaka po mababalik sa room. So yung air conditioning ko po is just using air. Like yung hangin na po na nafe-feel natin ngayon, yun lang. Wala po akong ginamit na refrigerant. Kasi yun din po yung problem na nakita ko sa air conditioning eh. Yung gamit po natin na refrigerants for our refrigerators and aircons, ang 1 kilo po nun is equivalent to roughly 20,000 kilos of carbon dioxide. Very bad po siya for our environment, for our health, and anyone who cares for our environment or for their health should be very alarmed by that number.
Okay, I understand. So itong invention mo does not use any of these harmful chemical substances, no? It's almost pure physics, di ba?
Yeah.
The way you describe it, no? Parang you're just applying basic scientific principles, no? Na parang pakiisipin ng iba. Parang napakadali for you, no? I mean, bakit ikaw pang nakaisip nito, no? I mean, it's not like you spent years in a laboratory tinkering and inventing this thing. Parang the way you describe it, parang napaka-simple, ano? Kasi you weren't even trying. So, ang tanong din ng iba ay, bakit hindi ito naisip ng iba? I mean even theoretically, di ba? I mean if you're just saying to cool something, you create heat and then remove the heat through a process. Parang okay, that makes a lot of sense. I personally wouldn't know how to do it, no, but it just seems like there are certain natural laws involved there that are probably not. You don't need a doctorate. You don't have a doctorate. You don't really need advanced scientific training to know this, di ba? So, bakit ikaw pa yung naka-discover nito?
I think it's a factor po, sir, na in a fast-paced world that we live in right now, we tend to focus on advancement and developments using kung ano-anong chemicals and whatnot. That sometimes we tend to forget na it's not really bad to go back to basics, to use natural resources. So yung ako po kasi, siguro advantage din po na naging curious ako na at that time I was really young, na medyo naive pa per se, kumbaga, na for me anything was possible. And I focused more on employing what we have right now lang. Hindi ako gumamit ng chemicals kasi wala na po talaga akong doctorate pa. Wala rin akong alam sa chemical engineering on how to mix. Siguro yung basic lang since may chem classes kami. May nagtanong din na po sa akin na ganyan na bakit mo naisip to? So, I think it was because of advantage is because of my youth na yun nga po, endless possibility, lahat pwedeng mangyari, idealistic. Kapag may, kung gusto kong itong product na to, maghahanap ako at maghahanap ng way or rason para i-pursue tong product na to using the things that I know which are basic.